first of all, just the nuts and bolts. What's on the agenda for tonight, and where do things stand with the Powerplex?
Okay, so what we have on tonight is a resolution approving a term sheet. We had approved one last September, but we've had to renegotiate with the bondholders and the mall owners, both Powerplex, big sports properties in the city. So we have a revised term sheet on the agenda tonight that would set forth the terms and conditions of the redevelopment of the mall into the Powerplex.
If I remember right, that the bondholders on this have been really the big challenge, I guess, because the folks who've wanted to develop this have had the capital to actually develop it. But the problem, if I remember right, has been the debt and the folks who own the bonds now, and they want to be satisfied before any redevelopment goes through. Is that right, or I guess how would you describe
it?
Yeah,
no, you have a great memory. That's exactly right. We had originally put together some terms, but we felt that with the bondholders, but those terms weren't going to be financially supportable. So we've had to sit down and try and negotiate a new time frame and a new amount of payoff of the debt. There's just under $37 million out there, and we had to negotiate to a number that they would accept that was also financially feasible for this project.
So what's the timeline?
We are looking at a closing date of August 30th. Now, there's a lot of things that have to get lined up, the final financing, sign off of the contracts by the mall owners, sign off of the contracts by the TDD bondholders. The city's funding has got to be lined up. But, you know, I think that with the approval of the resolution tonight, I think it'll be a lot easier to say, here's the terms, here's how it's going to work, here's who's going to do what. And so we're looking at the closing of August 30th.
Just in terms of all the discussion about dead and dying malls all around the country and the question of what do we do with them, how do we revitalize them, what happens to this real estate, what do you think of this Powerplex and the potential for it to be a template for some other places to follow?
You know, I think it's a really great template to be followed. We had early on in the process, we had our planning consultant, PGAV, take a look at their specific proposal, but also sort of the market for all of this. And they felt like that this project was financially feasible, that this is an exciting new redevelopment, as John Bregaglione from PGAV said, with the caveat that nothing like this has ever been built in America. This is something that can be on the covers of planning magazines about how you start to repurpose these types of dinosaur big malls. So, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why the city has been so supportive and working so hard to negotiate a financially feasible project.
And from Hazelwood's perspective, what kind of tax incentives or, you know, contributions? I know Bridgeton, for instance, is contributing baseball fields. What kind of contributions is Hazelwood making to this project?
We are looking at pledging the new sales taxes from the site through the TIF, pledging hotel taxes from the site, or pledging any hotel stays as a result of Powerplex anywhere in the city of Hazelwood. Property tax abatement is part of this component as well. But then the city's getting some things back too. We're getting a fixed fee. We're getting a share of the hotel taxes. We get 5% of the net profits. I think it's a really good mix for both the city, who's going to have more services to provide, and also for the developer. But you can see the details in the term sheet.
So do you expect the city to have a net positive on revenue when it comes to this?
The issue becomes this. We are dedicating certain dedicated revenues, mostly our half on economic development sales tax, and then also a pledge from our capital sales tax. And so I don't know if I would say net positive revenue, but what I would say is it's going to be generating more money for the general fund, where we provide our key services, police, fire, those kinds of things. And so I think it's going to be a net increase into our general fund.
Okay.
And that's exactly what we have these dedicated revenues for. The half-cent economic development sales tax is to provide new economic development to the city. So more jobs, more tax revenue, that's what we use it for.